Welcome back to the Let's Take This Online podcast with me, Hassam El Haj. Today is a fun one, and what I've been thinking about for quite a while now, which is the new Instagram algorithm. For those who don't know, algorithms are basically smart pieces of technology, basically almost like AIs, that run in the background of every single social media app that kind of dictates what content to show you based on your preferences. So when the social media platforms first came out back in the day, and I'm sure a lot of us remember this, Instagram used to be chronological. As in, for example, you have 10 followers, someone posts now, someone posts in an hour, in 2 hours, et cetera. You start seeing it chronologically. Back then, the algorithms were very basic. And what happened is that you had these huge engagement rates of people liking and commenting, 30, 40% engagement rates, which are almost unheard of today. And that was kind of the rise of the social media influencer, because these people had Kim Kardashian had 50% engagement rates, etc. Then they decide that we want to change it, because people started getting thousands of friends, tens of thousands of friends. You can't see all the content chronologically. It just wasn't working. So what they did is they changed it to preference based. And that's kind of still what runs today, basically based on what you want to see, based on what you've liked before, what you've commented on, etc. It'll start to show it to you. So it looks at things such as engagements, what have you engaged with recently, your previous historical interactions, post itself, is the content really good, is it good quality, is all that. So over time, the algorithm gets updated and updated, especially with the rise of TikTok. We've seen things like Instagram Reels focused on by Instagram. YouTube Shorts are now the new thing on YouTube. So we're seeing this focus on vertical video. So lately, there's been a few changes to the algorithms. I actually wrote a few notes here. So Reels specifically, now they really look at the content of Reels, as in what's in the actual content. The AI will pick up words, if there's any writing, any pictures, the video itself, all that will be picked up. And if the content is good enough, then obviously it'll be shown more. So it looks at that user's interaction rate. Like, for example, have you interacted with similar reels before? If you have, then it'll start to show you more reels like that. Also, the person who posted the reels is really important. Was it a brand new account? Was it someone who's been posting reels for a long time and has a great reputation in the atmosphere? All that kind of plays a factor. Something to keep in mind, that when you're actually creating reels, don't focus, make sure that your reels are high quality, nothing that is low quality. Make sure that has audio, obviously that's really preferable. Don't put too much text, don't put anything political or social issues. Make sure that it's not watermarked. So for example, do not download from TikTok or share directly from TikTok, Instagram, because that's watermarked with TikTok. And Instagram is not going to be able to push that for you. So all these kind of things you have to take into account now with Reels. Also, Instagram is really favoring Reels. So obviously they want you to post more and more Reels as time goes by. So make sure that you're posting very frequent Reels, not just once a week, for example. It has to be very, very frequent. So how about stories? Also very similar. Make sure that the story content kind of focuses like that. Don't post 100 stories a day. Instagram will not like that. There is a limit. I'd probably say maybe 3 to 5 a day, if I would say anything, unless it's a series you're kind of working on. But also don't go too crazy with the stories. Don't go with 100 stories a day. It'll start flag as spam or overuse, and then it obviously won't be shown as much. So as a whole, short form video right now is Instagram is king. Reels is basically important. There's also been a shift to SEO. So basically the keywords in the actual copy of the post. So you have the picture of the video, and then under it you have a caption. That caption is now, you have to be SEO friendly. So be careful of what you write, make sure you're writing things that are relevant. Make sure that, for example, you're using the right words, right terminologies. The algorithm will pick it up now and then push it more on the explore page, for example. So definitely it's like that. Hashtags are recommended, but again, don't go too crazy on hashtags. So I would say 3 to 5 hashtags. I have back in the day, we put 30 hashtags on a post, 40 hashtags on a post, where it was, or multiple comments with hashtags. That doesn't work anymore. Also, that will be picked up as spam. Instagram wants you to create content that's engaging. For example, if you create something and then people are discussing it and commenting back and forth, that will also increase the SEO, increase the viewability of the page, and also then rank you higher. And that means you'll get more in the explore page. So make sure your content literally creates an engagement. People want to comment, and that creates more comments. That creates a lot of think about a spark of a conversation almost. Very similar to Twitter Instagram obviously is preferring that. Make sure that you understand analytics of your Instagram. So that means you know when your followers are most active. Is it Wednesday at 3 p.m., et cetera, et cetera. You can actually see that in your analytics. So go into it, check it out, and make sure that you're posting at the right time when your audience is the most active. Let's recap a little bit. So definitely video, vertical video, short form, reels, very, very important. SEO of the caption is critical nowadays. So make sure that you have SEO-friendly captions. Do hashtags that are very relatable. Don't go too crazy on the stories. Don't go too crazy on the hashtags. Focus on those vertical videos. And I think you follow those steps and you kind of work with the current algorithm, you'll definitely be able to, you know, appear more in the Explore page, and hopefully they'll help you grow organically, because honestly right now, organic growth is very stunted. It's very limited. So you have to try to maximize what you have to work with. And that's pretty much it in terms of tips on the new Instagram algorithm. In time, I'll talk about more algorithms. TikTok is very complex, so we'll definitely get into that. I want to talk about YouTube Shorts. So we'll see these kind of episodes coming out. I'm trying to keep them very quick, very fun little episodes. Episodes we might bring on an interview or someone to talk to, so it might be a bit longer. I'm planning it all out to give you guys different kind of content, but I'm really enjoying these little quick snippets of information that you can kind of use on your daily basis. So reach out if you have any questions. Happy to help. And that's pretty much it. This has been Let's Take This Online. I'm Hassam Alhaj, and we're out.
Man, I've been itching just to set them straight. All you newcomers straight, minute made. I've been in the kitchen up.